Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark. Even though
we're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. We update it every day just for you. New stuff up there every day. And we tell you what's coming up the week ahead with our newsletter. So if you want to get that aggregation of all that information, including all of our guests, just check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com and subscribe to our newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. And, of course, we have a new video up every week, a new poll question every week, new articles, new archives, et cetera, et cetera. Hundreds, sometimes hundreds. In a month's time, we have hundreds of different pieces of information. Cliff Inico is part of that whole operation. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. We have a suite there just for his wisdom, if you want to check that out. Cliff is the author of the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book, among others. Cliff, that's not your new one, though, is it? What's the new one?
Well, the new one, it was called the eBay Marketing Bible.
The Marketing Bible. Yeah, I got that one here, too. Okay. But they're all good.
Cindy Shebley.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we basically told you about the million ways you can market an eBay business, and a lot of the stuff also applies to Amazon sellers and other online venues too. It's not just about eBay anymore.
Right.
So that world has gotten very interesting.
It's not the eBay virtual market. It's the cloud virtual market. It's just the virtual marketplace, isn't it?
That's exactly right, man. We're all selling stuff up there in the heavens.
A lot of players. Okay, we're talking about the Jobs Act. And this particular segment, we're talking about the crowdfunding part of the Jobs Act. Cliff, in the previous segment, we talked about the fact that prior to this bill, this act becoming law, small business owners could not go out and you could call your uncle or Aunt Sally or a neighbor or somebody you've known all your life. You could ask them to invest in your company, and they could come in sort of like an angel investor or something like that. You could do that, but you couldn't solicit people you didn't know. You couldn't put something up on your website and ask for investors to invest in your private company, your privately held company, without any kind of notification or approval by the SEC or the state securities agency. You couldn't do that legally, could you?
That is correct.
What about
that's absolutely
now?
Right. In fact, even the friends and family stuff was limited in some ways, too.
Right.
But we won't get into that.
Yeah.
But what the new act does, it does two things, Jim, and I think it's very important. We'll talk about crowdfunding in a minute, because you and I both have pretty strong opinions on that. I think it's good to get that out. But the first thing that the act does, which is very interesting, it eliminates the general solicitation and general advertising requirement for offerings as long as all of the purchasers are what the SEC calls accredited investors.
Mm-hmm.
Accredited investors are people who basically don't need the protection of the securities laws. They can fend for themselves. These are people who are either filthy rich, very sophisticated, or both. So the chairman of Goldman Sachs would definitely be an accredited investor.
But
it's actually
lower than that, though, Cliff. Now, when I remember, because I was in the securities business in the 80s, and an accredited investor was anybody with $200,000 in income for the last 3 years or $1 million in net worth.
Net worth in assets. That is correct. That is still the requirement.
Okay.
With a couple of tweaks, basically. There's, you know, $1 million in net worth, you know, jointly with spouse, exclusive
right.
of house,
that
kind of
stuff.
You know, all that kind of stuff. So as long as the purchasers only are accredited investors,
Could you solicit for investments with that disclaimer? You must fit this category in order to invest?
Right. You have to do that.
So now simply a disclaimer
gets
you out of trouble, gets you out of hot water.
Well, the disclaimer might, but you also got to send out a questionnaire, too. You got to due diligence to make sure that Cliff Enico is an accredited investor.
Right.
You know, you got to send a questionnaire. You got to do background. I'm advising clients that you should ask for copies of tax returns and things like that. Of course, get a non-disclosure.
Folks, the main thing here, Cliff, is that people don't think that making crowdfunding legal is where you wake up one morning and check your bank account to see how much new money has rolled in. That's not how it works.
That is not how this new law works at all. But just to finish this thought, though, and if you allow even one non-accredited investor in, see, what the Jobs Act kind of screws up a little bit, is that it doesn't preempt state laws. To wow. That may say something different.
The blue sky laws.
Correct. It doesn't preempt that, at least for this one provision. It does for crowdfunding, but it doesn't for this. So if you make a mistake, if you allow one non-accredited investor in, you've just blown your whole offering because mm-hmm. you engaged in general advertising, general
right.
solicitation.
Right.
See, that exemption only applies as long as every single person who comes in is an accredited investor.
So this
investor.
Whole, folks, this thing is fraught with tripwires and,
oh, yeah.
and gotchas. There are plenty of others out there. All right, what about crowdfunding?
Okay, now let's talk about the crowdfunding, which is a whole separate thing. First of all, crowdfunding is simply what the name implies. You go up into the cloud, you solicit, and all these people come out of nowhere and invest in your company.
They don't have to comply with the accredited investor rule, do they?
The answer is under the crowdfunding section, they will not. The important thing about the crowdfunding part of the Jobs Act, Jim, is that it's not in effect yet. There's been a lot of media hype about this, mm-hmm. and a lot of it's wrong. This is something that's not going to happen overnight. The way the crowdfunding provision works in the Jobs Act is you cannot just go up on your website and do crowdfunding. What you have to do is you have to go through a portal, a website that specializes mm-hmm. in these types of offerings, and that portal must be regulated by the SEC.
And do they keep you out of trouble the way
Well, they will be. They're supposed to. They're going to.
Part of the service they're going to offer is to help you do it the right way.
Correct. They're going to help you with all the paperwork because right. there is paperwork here.
Hold on that thought, Cliff. We're going to talk some more about this crowdfunding thing. This is really important stuff. And you're starting to get the picture of what I've said all along. You're starting to understand what I've said all along is, and that is that this is it might be for you, but it's going to be for fewer people than have thought it might be for them, in my opinion. Ten Till, right back with Cliff Inico. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.